Now, a correction of sorts. Over the past few days and months, there's one name in the news that many Americans have had a hard time getting their mouths around.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
However you say it, that's the name of Iraq's notorious prison.
Hearing the name said so many different ways, we thought we'd try to set the record straight with help from our Iraqi staff in Baghdad, and here they are.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
That's our house manager, one of our translators, and two guards. And since it can be tough for Americans to capture the subtleties of Arabic, the role of the R and the conjunction of the vowels A and I, our translator Abdullah has some advice.
What I hear from, like, West media, they say Abu Ghraib, grape, as in, like, grape. I know that they can't pronounce the G, so they pronounce it G, Abu Ghraib. If they can't pronounce the G, that's okay, they can say, but instead they don't have to say it Abu Ghraib. All they have to say is Abu Ghraib.
Okay, here it goes. Abu Ghraib. Melissa?
I'll try to match that. Abu Ghraib.
In case you're wondering, by the way, we are told Abu Ghraib means father of strange. Abu being father of and Ghraib being strange, foreign.
But our translator tells us it's likely the name evolved differently from the Arabic word for west, since the city and prison are west of Baghdad.
So one more time, America, for the record.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Well, we'll do our best. Earlier, we heard the best efforts of Virginia Senator John Warner, Michigan Senator Carl Levin, Army General Paul Kern, former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger, the current Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, and President George W. Bush. And thanks for the pronunciation assistance from members of our Baghdad staff.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out about the books and movies you hear on NPR programs, go to our website, npr.org. If you've heard an NPR story you like, you can share it with a friend at npr.org. This is NPR.